Sunny 101.9, it's Mark and Walt in the morning with Olivia Rodrigo and Good For You. 8:11 on a Monday. I'm Walt Lindela, and with me in the studio now is the new CEO of the Lake Superior Community Partnership, Christopher Germain. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for the coffee.
Yeah, thanks for coming in this morning. I've been talking a lot with Megan O'Connor and other folks with the partnership over the last several months with the updates that we do. Mm-hmm. And you, of course, came up on the radar a while back that suddenly you were the new guy coming in as the CEO. Let's talk about that a little bit. What's your background, and what got you interested in coming to Marquette to be the CEO of the partnership?
Sure. So first off, it's weird to be the new guy. It's been years since I've been the new guy, but it's also kind of a nice refreshing change. So, you know, I'm a born and raised Michigander, actually born and raised down in Midlands. Sort of ended up at Northern back in 2006 to 2008, kind of okay. by accident, to be honest with you. I was planning to go to school somewhere else. Never been to the UP. Mm-hmm. So my summer between junior and senior year, I came up to visit my cousin who was going to Northern, and it just changed everything.
You just said you kind of fell for it in a way up here?
I did, yeah. We went hiking. I broke both my feet. It turns out that I was in walking cast for a couple of weeks.
Nice.
And so it was super interesting, but it was enough to get me just hooked. And
so then your background has been in what? What have you been doing that set you up for the CEO position?
Yeah, so I have a background in politics. From about a decade ago, I worked at the Ohio House and worked on campaigns, and then ended up working at the EPA down there for a while. But I was always trying to come home. And so about mm-hmm. 5.5 years ago, I got a job with the Michigan Economic Development Corporation.
Okay.
And so that they worked at a program called Redevelopment Ready Communities, which Marquette is a certified community there. Mm-hmm. Ishpeming, Nagani, and Mishigami Township are all working towards their certifications as well. So I've been with them for about 5.5 years, covering the UP for about 4.5 of those, and the whole thing. So I would come up for a couple of weeks at a time and just crisscross, but I was based out of Marquette.
Well, with the history of the partnership, it evolving out of chambers of commerce from different communities in Marquette and on the west end of the county and everything, then it has grown into sort of the more regional approach with economic development in particular. Mm-hmm. What kind of things do you bring to the table with your experience of working across the UP for those several years?
I think I bring a number of things. Number one, the networks, right? So having already known a lot of the players up here, and I think it's really common with a lot of organizations up here that we have to import people from other areas who don't necessarily come with that. And so I came predisposed with that, came predisposed with those relationships and understanding of economic development in general, in particular, the shifting landscape. You know, a lot of people think about economic development in terms of those large scale Ford and aerodynamics,
right,
and all that type of stuff.
And larger brick and mortar operations and everything. And that's all changed, hasn't it?
It is. You know, we're really focusing on one job at a time, small place-based type of economic developments. You know, winters are hard here, right? So most people don't move here because of that, but they mm-hmm. move here because they love the quality of life, right? Mm-hmm. And a lot of people, and I know a number personally, that are looking to get back, right? And since I've taken the job, I know a couple of friends from Northern who are all taking jobs and are moving up this summer to come back as well. And so we're really fighting for that. But to do that, we have to create these types of places people want to be.
Christopher, let's talk a little bit about, as you now take over the reins of the partnership, it is an economic development group. It is an economic development agency. Are there particular things that you hope to work on, get accomplished, as now you are running the ship, so to speak?
Sure.
And I understand that you are part of a big team, and I get
right.
that. But like, are there things that you would like to see addressed?
You know, honestly, I think LSCP is on a good track, right? And so they were on a great track under Amy, you know, and when Sarah came in, they shifted gears a little bit. And I think that was a good shift to head towards working with communities and whatnot. And that's obviously my background as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'd certainly want to keep up those efforts, but the business retention, you know, the business growth, the entrepreneurship, all the work that the LSP was already doing that Mary and Brooke and Megan and everyone on the team do is really where we need to be headed, especially right now with all the challenges, right?
So are there particular things? I mean, one of the things right now is I know you're moving. You're actually physically moving the operation and you're moving into where? What's going on?
Yeah, so we actually moved a couple of weeks ago. We are still settling in, though. I will say there's pictures and chairs everywhere in the office, but we're in the Kaufman building now. So we're at 101 West Washington, right downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And the coolest thing about being in that building is we're with 6 or 7 other economic development organizations. So Marty Fatante from Invest Up is like just down the street from us. Northern Initiatives is just across the hall from us. Mm-hmm. We have Innovate and Smart Zone just around the other side of the corner.
How important do you think that is to have all of these economic development and entrepreneurial groups, that which are all in this cluster of offices now in that building? How important will that be with developing business and entrepreneurial investment?
I think it'll be incredibly important, quite frankly. We all offer, in some sense, different services, but there's also some very natural overlap. And so people were going between organizations into different buildings and trying to coordinate. And so now if someone has an idea, they can come in, they can talk to Innovate and Smart, you know, send them up to us or invest in Northern Initiatives and vice versa.
Well, I wish you the best of luck on the tenure here. I know we'll be talking with you quite a bit. You're always welcome. We'll have the coffee on and certainly be happy to share any updates.
Cool. Appreciate it. Well, thank you.
All right. Christopher Germain in the studio with us today. New CEO of the Lake Superior Community Partnership. If you missed any of this interview, we'll have highlights at our website at sunny.fm.